B-Pod Studios.
Hey! This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
And good Monday morning, everybody. It is the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Good morning.
On your July 29th, 2018.
Good morning!
Good morning, especially to Lauren, who jetted down to Miami and then jetted back.
Yep, sure did. I left Friday right after the show, and it was awesome. I got to paddleboard all weekend, hang out with my mom. We had like a whole mommy-daughter date weekend.
Good.
Vacation, I guess.
We have a picture posted of Lauren and her mama.
Yeah.
Hanging out at
We went down to Miami. Yeah, we went down to Miami, and for my birthday last month, my mom got me J-Lo tickets, and they were great seats, you know. We weren't, like, super close. Like, we weren't on the floor, but we were in the, like, lower bowl, so we could see everything and enjoy everything. We're both blind, so Lord knows, you know.
We think that's J-Lo. It sounds like her, but we can't really see.
Until we put our glasses on.
So, Lauren's wearing her J-Lo sweatshirt. Right now.
I loved it.
Like, you're all in.
I think it's so funny to take a trip and come back, like, all in on what you... Like, I can't tell you how badly when I went to New York, I wanted to come back in with I Love New York, the Big Apple, you know. Like, you just really wear, like, what you experience.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a story about Lauren and her mom coming up in just about an hour right now. And it's always funny when the child has to become the parent. For a moment or two.
Yeah, you know. Well, my mom's young and hot, and, you know, sometimes we got to just reel them back in.
I know. You guys got to go look at that picture right now at the MRL show. Roy, how about you? What was your weekend like in 30 seconds?
I got to have dinner with someone that was born in Russia, a town over from Chernobyl, and she was born right around the time of the accident.
Oh, how awesome is that?
And she has health issues from it.
Really?
And a lot of...
Not awesome.
Well
I would have wore her out about all sorts of questions.
She probably doesn't remember any of it.
Well, yes, because she was a little baby. She doesn't remember the actual, like, incidents or whatever, but, like, she has, like, she can't... She's like, she can't eat gluten because of it.
Wow.
And there's all these other medical issues. It was so interesting. Even like the waitress at the restaurant sat down at her table and was like hearing all these stories and like what she now has to deal with medically for it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing sounds too bad that she has to deal with. It's just annoying that like she can't eat these foods and this happens and this happens.
That's crazy.
So I got to meet a victim of Chernobyl.
I had my daughter's first birthday party, and Amanda bought a smash cake for her to, you know, smash, and she didn't smash it.
She was like, I don't know what you want me to do with this cake, but I'm not interested.
Exactly. She just kind of sat there and looked at it, and everybody's like, smash it, and the more we told her to smash it, the more mad she got. So we had a no-smash cake. A $50 no smash cake.
Oh, good gosh. Why is it so expensive to smash it?
Well, it was, we got two cakes, Roy. It was a fruit theme birthday. Uh-huh. So the cake that we ate was fruit, and then she had like a little fruit cake. You know, it was shaped like fruit.
Oh, okay.
And then she had like a little, so together it was $50. We had a custom made cake.
That's cool. So, okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We do have a ton to get to today. We're going to tell you why our listeners rock, Lauren. When we tell them that we're going to be somewhere, they don't show up. Producer Nicole, where's this song from?
All or Nothing.
The Carolina Panthers show on Amazon.
Oh, they use this song?
Cam kicks off camp with this song. He wanted to know if Beyonce was considered old school.
No, I don't think so.
Where old stuff is.
I mean, if we're going into Destiny's Child, maybe. That's old school.
Yeah. If you ask a 15-year-old, probably.
Right?
Yeah.
Coach Rivera said, turn this down. It's too loud. Was blasting on the practice field.
For Amazon for paying to get the song on TV.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they did all the music on the on the All or Nothing on Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime and you care about the Panthers, that should be a watch for you. It's a good show.
Yeah, I forget, you know, between Netflix, Hulu, HBO, all the other, like, streaming apps, I forget about Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
But I hopped on because I was watching some old school House. They have all the seasons of House. Mm-hmm.
Well, they just did the Jonas Brothers thing, too. I still have
Jonas
to watch
Brothers
that.
Documentary, yeah. Yep. My wife and I finished Stranger Things last night. We watched the last two episodes. I thought it was the best season.
Really?
You guys will catch up to it. Let me know in November what you think.
Yeah. You know you're building this up, like, a lot.
I thought it really was.
Okay.
The best season. I mean, that's my own personal opinion. But I thought it was. And then the other thing that Amazon has, too, Roy, that you can get into is you can watch Showtime shows on if you're an Amazon Prime member.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I was watching Ray Donovan.
Okay.
A while back.
That's pretty cool.
Then I got off of that. So everybody's weekend was good. We are ready to roll into a Monday show. We got a Central Survey for you at 720 and 820. Up next, though, we've got to tell you guys. Fortnite, this video game, had its championship weekend. Fortnite players from all across the world played each other. Wait till I tell you, Loren, you're laughing and you're smirking over there,
mm-hmm.
how much the winner took home. It might change your mind on whether or not you let Cash play Fortnite when he gets older. We're going to talk about that. Plus, we're going to find out if you're a zombie eater this hour, too.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Everybody geared up for a Monday show. Loren with a big yawn.
Yeah.
Stretch it. Yeah. Let's do it, Loren. Come on.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. Fortnite. I mean, we just spoke at a summer camp, and I was shocked at the amount of first graders. These are six-year-olds that are playing Fortnite.
And want to become pros at it.
Yeah.
And like we kind of scoffed at it, Loren, but wait to hear how much the grand prize winner of the Fortnite championship took home. He's 16 years old. He's from Pennsylvania. His name is Kyle Giersdorf. And because of all the time he sat on his Xbox playing Fortnite, he took home a cool $3 million.
What?
$3 million.
His name was announced the winner of a three-day e-sporting competition. Words can't even explain it. I'm just so happy, he said. Everything I've done, the grind, it's all paid off. It's just so insane.
The grind.
I can't.
By the way, there's somebody right now putting on their boots because they got to go do hard labor today.
Right.
And then this kid's like, the grind.
Forgive us for having a really hard time grasping this concept.
Giersdorf is one of the thousands of gamers who dueled it out for the total $30 million in prizes. The team spends 8 to 10 hours a day playing the cooperative shooter survival game. His mother says that she doesn't have an issue with it, but she also told the newspaper that his regimen involves downing a Wawa sandwich and Gatorade before important online matches. It's his go-to.
Oh my gosh.
I would be, because I'm very conflicted with young people playing the video game. Number one, I understand that it's now turned into a performance. I understand that it's now a personality and people watch you and you can stream it and you're engaging the audience. And I understand there's a business side to mm-hmm. it where you get money because you have a following, you have viewers.
But $3 million?
Well, I mean, for the amount that people are making off advertising, I mean, it seems appropriate. I'm just like, if you're going to be a child playing this game, you got to at least allot in better nutrition and a healthy, you know, exercising regimen. If you're going to be 10 hours a day, if that's going to be your job, streaming Fortnite.
He didn't have his normal Wawa sandwich and Gatorade before the tournament, so instead he had shrimp and Powerade and also a lot of water. The mom says, I literally feel like I'm in a dream right now. This is surreal. This is life-changing for him. He's been playing video games since he was three, so this is his passion.
Yeah, that's definitely life-changing money. Did you guys see this? I saw this last week, and I just pulled it back up. There was a guy in Canada who let his 16-year-old drop out of school to focus on Fortnite. He says that he's been breeding his son.
Yeah.
Not grooming, breeding Fortnite players.
It's become something called, you know, we have sports. You hear people take their kids out of school to go full-time in gymnastics,
e-sports.
Swimming, tennis, and this is esports. And there's a $3 million prize that was just won.
But it's still, my initial reaction is to laugh. I was in Myrtle Beach, drunk in a pool at a hotel, and I'm hearing this little kid talk to other kids that he's taken off He's going to take off college. He's not going to do a semester of college so he can focus on video gaming. Meanwhile, I'm laughing at the poor kid because I'm like, you have a future kid.
Meanwhile, he's going to own the company you work for.
I know.
All right, so Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
All right, so Lord of the Rings, it's getting a reboot. And Orlando Bloom himself is letting us know whether he is or is not involved. I'll tell you coming up in 3 minutes in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
So if you went to the movies this weekend, I'm sure you were sitting there trying to decide between The Lion King and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because both had amazing weekends. Quentin Tarantino scored his biggest opening of his career with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And it raked in over $40 million in its debut, but not enough to take down The Lion King. The Lion King worldwide has made over $1 billion so far.
It is The Lion King's second week.
Yeah.
This is his debut.
Right.
I went to go see Lion King over the weekend. Great movie.
Yeah?
Great movie. Yeah, the cartoon's more expressive with the emotions. I mean, it's animals, so you can't tell when they're smiling.
Yeah.
Were you and Sterling the only adults in the theater?
No, there's plenty of adults, and we went with two friends.
I wouldn't see it.
Although there was a little kid that wouldn't stop talking through the dang thing, and I wanted to tell him to shut up, but that's weird. You can't tell kids to shut up in public.
No, you know what? It's a kid's movie.
I know.
Yeah.
Kids are going to be in there talking. That's why adults should. Okay, back over to you, Lorraine.
Number three at the box office was Spider-Man Far From Home. Orlando Bloom. Okay, so we know that there is a Lord of the Rings kind of reboot that is going to be happening for TV, and Amazon is behind it. But he was promoting his own Amazon show over the weekend, and he was asked if he will appear in the TV adaptation. Well, he said he hasn't had any conversations about it yet, but he also said, I never thought they'd be remaking Lord of the Rings, and yet here we are. Mm. And I'm working for Amazon, and Amazon is the one producing it. Wow. So we shall see.
That's code there for something.
Maybe. People think that Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift are going to collaborate. Ariana posted a picture of an upcoming video with a caption that had a bow and arrow emoji to it. And, you know, Taylor just released her new song, The Archer, and she's been hinting with all these arrows on her new album. So people are thinking that these two are working together. Neither artist have confirmed.
You know, I thought you looked a little like Ariana Grande on Saturday night.
Really?
Yeah, you had your hair in a ponytail.
Yeah, well, you know, that's when I went to Gravedigger's Ball as last year.
Yeah.
It was Ariana Grande, and my husband was Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I remember.
But when we were getting ready for J-Lo, just sidebar for this weekend, when we were getting ready for J-Lo, I was going for J-Lo with my hair, my makeup, and my outfit. And then as soon as I looked in the mirror, and I was like, I looked at my mom, and she was all done up, and I was like, I don't look like J-Lo. I look like... We look like Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Oh, man.
So that was fun, you know. So we called each other Romy and Michelle all night.
Shut up. And what are you picking on us for anyway? We are not the ones who got fat.
Is that the movie?
We're pregnant, you half-wit.
Post Malone also revealed that he just finished his album while he was on stage in Wyoming. So we will be getting new music from him soon, I'm sure. Although no release date just yet for the album. That is your dirty.
Okay, thank you. Are you a zombie eater? You might be a fan of The Walking Dead. You might be a fan of these zombie shooting games on PlayStation and Xbox. But a zombie eater, and I'm definitely one. We'll talk about it coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Are you a zombie eater?
I don't know what that is.
Lauren?
Me neither. I have no idea.
Mm. A zombie eater is someone who eats while watching TV. A zombie eater is someone who grazes because they're too busy doing something else.
Mm.
And the article says that 65% of people that they polled are zombie eaters.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of zombie eaters.
I feel like I thought this conversation was going in a different direction.
No, it's not about eating people's brains.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess I can see it where I've sat on the couch and if you like have a bag of chips, you just keep eating and eating and eating and eating.
I got to tell you, in my house, and it's because of me, it's more common that I eat while watching something than it is just sitting there. Like, and Amanda will say, hey, let's just turn the TV off and the four of us just sit and eat. That's boring to me.
Oh, my gosh. Spending time with your family is boring.
No, I mean, it's just
don't
like...
Don't say that to your wife.
Believe me, we've had the conversation.
I'm sure that went over well.
You know, because Dean's not... So we asked Dean, like, Dean's going to camp this summer. Dean, okay, let's have a conversation. What'd you do at camp? Nothing.
Riveting conversation.
Okay.
Ruby. Kids.
Ruby, my one-year-old. How about you don't throw the blueberry on the floor? Up there goes another blueberry. Hey, Amanda, where are you? Oh, you're picking the blueberries up off the floor. I'm just going to turn the TV on. It's chaos.
I know, but you will, like, you'll look back one day and be thankful that you shut the TV off. Like, even if you're just watching Ruby smash blueberries into her head.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of times where the TV's off, but I mean, like, and by the way, every day I go home for lunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I go home for lunch, I watch something like on the DVR or something and I eat.
That's what gets me. It's like midday home by myself.
Yeah.
Cash isn't home from school yet. Like, what do I have to entertain myself? Oh, well, I'll turn on the TV and have a snack. And well, I overeat when I do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my dining room table has transformed into something that's not a dining room table. It's now like an office. So you can't eat there.
So you have to eat on the couch.
Yeah, you have to eat on the couch. And there's a TV right there.
So zombie eaters don't only just watch TV, they also spend time on their phone while they eat, they spend time on their laptops while they eat.
Yeah.
Whatever they do, they have to have a little sidebar while they eat.
The article goes on to say that they encourage families to have screen-free meals.
By the way, I think you're just multitasking.
That's what I tell Amanda. But, like, it's crazy. It's hectic up until dinner time in my house, honestly. And then so I'm like, let's just turn on the news and see what's going on.
Yeah.
You know? So, all right. Zombie eaters, we're amongst ourselves, and that does not mean, Loren, that we're eating each other's brains.
Still to come.
War of the Roses. A Monday morning get you going. Heather and Jeff, they've been dating for, I think, a little over 2 years. And Heather gets a phone call from Jeff's phone. A, Jeff's not the one on the other line. Mm. And B, the person on the other line does not hang up the phone. So Heather can hear things. And she wants to know if the things that she's hearing are of the naughty nature.
Oh.
We're going to test the relationship. See who Jeff sends the roses to coming up. 7 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Heather, you said in your message to us that you're in a long-distance relationship with Jeff.
Yes. So me and my boyfriend, we live together, but he's always on business trips. And he'll be gone for, like, you know, 3-2 weeks at a time. And so he's in New York right now for a business trip. And he's been there. His total trip is, like, 3 weeks long. But I just am really suspicious of his friends. Like, I really hate, like, everyone that he works with. Just, like, their whole crew. There's, like, a lot of women. And they all just seem to care about going out, about the happy hours than about the actual work.
So do you think you have any, like, evidence that leads you to believe that he's cheating? Like, has he done anything recently that you're like, that's really weird?
Well, there was this one thing. So about, let's say it was like 2 nights ago, I get a phone call. And so I thought it was Jeff calling me, you know, to say goodnight and whatever. And I pick up the phone and it's this girl, Carrie. And she's, like, hammered out of her mind. And she's like, Heather, oh, my God, we miss you. Like, we wish you were here. And I'm like, how, like, this is, like, okay. And then she doesn't hang up the phone. And I can hear, you know, everything going on in the background. And then at first they're, like, talking and stuff. And I can, like, hear Jeff and her talking. And then all of a sudden, like, the talking stops. And then I just hear, like, noises, like it's like they're, like, you know, making out or something. And then I couldn't listen.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, what noises? Like,
like, it was I don't, you know, I know everyone's, like, kissing sounds different, but to me that sounded a lot like kissing.
Really?
Hmm.
And then how long did you listen?
Like a minute and a half.
Wow, and they never hung up?
No. I guess she was so drunk, she just, like, forgot to hang up.
All right, well, let's give him a phone call and see where this goes. Remain quiet, and make sure you don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the note, okay? Because that could say a lot about what's going on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Jeff. My name is Jenny. I'm calling from Flowers for You with some awesome news. One of your friends put you up to get a free dozen red roses during our promotion this month. We're doing a
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dozen, give a dozen, and one of your friends sent a dozen roses to someone they love, and they want you to be able to send one to free of charge.
Totally free. Like, I don't have to give you a credit card or nothing like that, right?
No, sir. We do ask that you tell somebody about our services, but like I said, it's just a monthly promotion that we do.
Okay. So it's free, and I don't have to sign up for anything. I have one other question, because this is kind of a crazy moment in my life. Can y'all deliver to New York?
Yeah, we're a nationwide company. We can deliver to New York.
Okay. All right, cool. Sounds good. Okay. Yes, I'd like to deliver some roses.
Okay. And who would you like to deliver those roses to? I just need the name.
Okay. For the card, like stuff or the signing part?
I can put a card with it, sure.
Oh, wonderful. Great. On the card part, you can put to Care Bear, you are utterly crazy, but I love you anyhow.
My God. Jeff, you bag. Are you kidding me?
Who's Care Bear?
Are you kidding me?
Heather?
Yep, that's Heather. Jeff, you're on More of the Roses on the Mini Roy and Lorraine Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
I knew it. I knew it.
I should have answered the phone.
No, I...
So you're cheating.
All of your trophies, everything going out the window. Out the window. I'm deleting your DVR. Everything. I cannot even believe you right now.
You say you're deleting his DVR?
You know what? I don't even care at this moment. You are so controlling. I have never in my life cheated on somebody. But it took basically 10 people to tell me I needed to move on. And I am utterly... First off,
are you joking?
I would be really bad if you destroyed my trophies. I worked very hard for those. I worked my whole life to get those when I was a kid, and they are.
Wow,
I'm proud
and
of those.
They mean
and
more to you than me.
I was proud of us.
Cool.
Just know that now, but this is just ridiculous. So you basically called radio guys to call in and try to catch me cheating, and you guess what? You caught me finding out that I'm into somebody else now. Yes, you got it. You win. Hooray, Heather. Good for you.
Wow, I can't believe I'm to blame for catching you cheating. Of course it's my fault. Of course it's my fault.
You always thought
you know what?
Like the first week we dated. This is ridiculous.
I'm going to go spend all of your gas points at Harris Peter.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Whew, what a weekend I had in Miami. You know, my mom looks so young. And this doesn't really have to do with what I'm about to tell you, but it's just fun. And I'm running a blog about it right now. I'm trying to put a little recap to the weekend up. But I like to go into bars and slip into conversation with the people around us that it's my mom. And people go wild because she looks so young.
You should go see Loren and her mom after the J-Lo weekend in Miami at our Instagram, at the MRL show. There's a picture of you two there.
Yeah. If you give me 10 minutes, there'll be a whole blog up.
Okay, cool. At kiss951.com.
Yeah. But something happened when we were leaving the J-Lo concert that kind of sent my mom into a tizzy, and I thought she was going to jump on this lady. when a concert lets out, everybody takes to the streets. You are just one of like thousands of people in the masses trying to catch an Uber or a cab. And my phone is dead at this point, and I'm using her phone to try to get us an Uber.
Now, by the way, if you've ever had to kind of be the parent, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
So we're trying to get this cab and or Uber, I'm sorry. And I see the Uber driver. I know what kind of car he's driving, everything else. And I can see him up ahead. Well, we're walking up to the car. And we're probably like 50 yards behind it. And somebody gets into the Uber. And I'm like, wait, I think that was our Uber. And I'm looking at the thing. And I'm like, so I walk up to the front. And I'm like trying to wave the guy. My mom is screaming in the streets. Just berating this, you know.
The driver or the person who jumped in?
The person who jumped into the car. Oh, it's not the driver's fault. He doesn't know who's who.
By the way, the person in the car is like, oh my God, there's a crazy woman outside. Go. Go.
They ended up rolling up the window.
Is yelling at me.
They ended up rolling up the window and going. So somebody literally stole our fare.
But remember, this is what we talk about with safety things with Uber now.
Right.
You're supposed to get in and she's supposed to say Lauren. I'm sure that's what the driver would say. Lauren.
Well, it was Dana's Uber. Yeah.
Dana. And that didn't happen.
Well, if the driver said that, then the person who got in just said, yeah.
Well, that's true, too. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe just to get away from the masses. So anyway, we got charged like a $7.54 fare, which Uber was nice enough to refund us.
Okay.
But that didn't stop my mom from like wanting to jump on someone. And I'm like, y'all want to know where my little feistiness comes from.
I think it's hilarious too that Loren's mom is, you guys look more like sisters than you do mother daughter.
Yeah, I know.
And the fact that you have to become the parent is so funny to me. I love hearing from you guys. Get on the phones if you can safely do it. We have 12 lines. Producer Nicole, line up some people who have been in Loren's position where you had to become the parent.
I know I'm not alone because I've had to do it multiple times for my mom.
I had to do it to my dad once. We were at a bar and my dad was talking to some guy. This was years ago. I was in college. We were at a bar and my cousins who are older, now retired New York State troopers, know how to push my dad's buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anything was ever really going to happen. They had his back, but they kept telling my dad things about the guy at the bar. And, you know, and this is back in the 90s, mm-hmm. you know, dad, but you know, Vince, what do you think of his earrings? Vince, what do you think of his tats? And my dad's just feeding into this. It's one of my cousin's friends, you know. And eventually the guy turns to my dad and goes, hey, why don't you just back off? And he wasn't laughing. So I was like, come on, dad, let's get out of here. My dad's like, no, if this guy's got an issue, we're going to deal with it. I'm like, no, dad, come on. And my cousins are laughing because, like, again, they would have never let anything happen to their uncle. But still, they were just amusing themselves.
Yeah.
You have to become the parent sometimes.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. If you had to become the parent to your parents, what was the sitch? Also, at the J-Lo concert,
mm-hmm.
I saw there was some breaking news. Like, something big happened.
What happened to the J-Lo?
You mean,
yeah, A-Rod came out, right?
Yeah, so I was going to put this in the next dirty, but Alex Rodriguez, it was his birthday, and she brought him up on stage and sat him down, and while she changed costumes, her two of her backup dancers did like this whole burlesque show for him.
Wow.
You know, and then she goes into If You Had My Love, where she talks about, you know, if you ever cheat on me afterwards. And I'm like, oh, this is like such a good setup, like perfect timing in the show.
Wow.
I woke up to Twitter on Sunday morning and I saw it was like trending.
Yeah.
That J-Lo surprised A-Rod.
Yeah. I put together a little recap video of my weekend and that's in there. So
do you think A-Rod goes on tour with J-Lo?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, they live in Miami, don't they?
I'm sure they have one of many houses.
Yeah, they have a place in Coral Gables and New York. And,
okay.
Yeah.
And he also calls Sunday Night Baseball, Roy, for ESPN. He's a commentator. And last night during the game, J-Lo surprised him with a cake in the booth.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
This is like life goals. These
couple
two.
Goals.
Everything goals.
Okay. All right. We'll have a complete update with the J-Lo show from Loren coming up in the dirty, like around 7:25 this morning. But next.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
We got a brand spanking new senseless survey. The guy who won't stop laughing. He's just so amused with this brand new senseless survey. He cannot stop laughing. It's brand new, and it comes your way in 5 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello, this is Nate.
Nathan?
Yes, sir?
Hey, Mr. Brown, you a Senseless Bureau. I'm wrapping up your paperwork, and we have a few questions we need to ask you, and I thought instead of coming to your house, we could just knock it out over the phone.
Okay.
So Apple has air, Amazon has fire, Google has earth. Is it possible that Microsoft should be creating something called water?
Or wind, absolutely.
or wind. And true or false, your stomach thinks all potatoes are mashed?
Oh, that's true.
And did you know that unknowingly someone on the earth has the biggest poo in the world for that day?
Gross.
Oh, unknowingly, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you think it was ever you?
I doubt it was me. I think somebody definitely had a larger pie than me.
Let's talk about the nudists. Do you think that they called their private parts public parts?
Yeah.
Yeah. And has anyone in the history of calmed down after being asked to calm down?
Oh, after giving it some thought, yes.
Why do you think, by the way, these questions are super serious. Why do you think all this is funny?
This can't be real.
And we lose him after that?
Yeah, I mean, he goes on. I end up having to, because he won't hang up, end up having to tell him who we were.
Yeah.
Who we were and who's his friend that, you know, elected him.
But yeah.
He wouldn't hang up.
That's the fun thing is friends and family members are putting in someone's name to have Roy call and do a senseless survey. And if you want to do that, hit us up. You can DM us at the MRL show, at the word the MRL show on Insta. DM us the information, who you are, and the person you want Roy to do the senseless on, and we will do it. We got a whole new season coming up of new questions. Right, Roy?
Yes, sir.
Always working hard.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Miss Miami herself.
Oh, watch out now.
Fresh back from the J-Lo show.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is, Lorette.
So Kim Kardashian, she's giving us an update on the whole kimono debacle that she's in the middle of. And if you remember, it was this undergarment line that she had released. And she said she had put so much thought into this line and she was so proud of it. And then people pointed out that the name Kimono could be culturally inappropriate. So she wanted to change the name. So she's already put almost $2 million into these garments. And because she wanted them to be so seamless, she printed the labels on the fabric. So she's trying to figure out a way now to not have to remake all of these things. Now, it sounds easy enough to me. You just print a new tag, like an actual tag, and stitch it over the fabric that has the old logo on it.
Yeah, I don't know, and I'm not being a wise guy here. Mm-hmm. Is it cultural? Is it bad? Is that bad? Kimono?
I'm not getting it,
and I'm wondering like who's offended by it.
I don't know. Definitely not a straight white guy.
I know. I mean, that, I'm curious.
Yeah. I don't know. Definitely not.
You know what I mean? Like I'm down on the changing the Native Americans want Indian taken off of like sports teams and stuff, and yeah. I understand that. I'm down with that. I just.
I guess someone, a Japanese.
But how many people does it take Kim Kardashian to spend $2 million on? You know what I mean? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, if she wants people to buy her line and not boycott it, I'm sure she'll change it.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, I guess that's the short of the long answer.
Okay.
Congratulations to Christina Milian. She is pregnant with her second baby. She posted a photo of her and her boyfriend on Instagram with the ultrasound and the caption, "New release 2020. Now, J-Lo, of course, I was at this concert this weekend in Miami. It was amazing. And dare I say, she's one of the best performers I've ever seen, and she's 50.
Why?
She just dances, and, like, the music is so good. It's literally a party, like, and she's very encouraging for the crowd to get involved and dance. Like, I never sat down, and I danced for 2.5 hours. She wow. didn't finish performing until like 11:30 that night.
Okay.
So it was awesome. But anyway, it's her It's My Party tour. And ironically enough, it was also her fiance A-Rod's party too, because it was his birthday. So she pulled him up on stage and had a little birthday present for him. Two of her dancers gave him a burlesque show while she changed costumes.
In front of like 25,000 people?
Yep.
Nice.
Shall we give Alex his present? You don't have to be nervous. We have some special plans for you. Are you ready to behave yourself? I can leave you out here by yourself for a second. Yes. Girls, we take care of Alex. It's his birthday.
What a
yeah, that might have been me.
Is he in a chair?
He's in a chair.
So hey, great birthday present.
Yeah, they do this whole burlesque show around him, but you can tell he's, like, not uncomfortable, but it feels like a trick for him. Like, his face during, like, this entire thing is like, oh, I don't know what to do.
I'm in front of 25,000 people with phones. This will never go away.
Right, for sure.
That's awesome. I'm glad you had fun. You were really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I had a great time. I really did. Anyway, Meghan Trainor's got a new song out, and we have that for you as well. Now, it's called Run Like the River, and it's for a movie. Playmobil, the movie, is coming out, and this is going to be on the soundtrack. When the rain falls down, I promise I won't run. Run like the river. When the rain falls down, I promise I won't run. Run like the river.
Kids movie, like Playmobil, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway, coming up in the 8:30 Dirty. Wendy Williams is speaking out about who she thinks should play her in her upcoming biopic.
Oh, she has a biopic?
I'll give you all the details.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring it.
On Kiss95.1.
Rachel, welcome to the Meanie, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, I hear you would like to play Can't Beat Lorette with a car full of people.
I do. I have a car full of kids I'm taking to school today.
All right. Well, let's see how you do if we can get you a win before the drop-off line.
Awesome.
What school? Wait a minute. School?
I know. Our kids go to a school that does trimesters, so they actually go all year.
Okay. All right. Well, I hear that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
All right. McKenna, Jackson, Hadley, and Rachel, throw Lorette out of the studio.
Lorette, get out.
Oh, I'm going.
All right, Lorette putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio. Yeah. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, you guys, in Indian land, let's see how we do. Jessica Alba's Twitter got hacked over the weekend. She started 2005's Fantastic Four. True or false, she was married to Ben Affleck.
Oh.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are mourning the loss of their dog after a freak accident in New York City last week. Joe Jonas has now been part of two bands, the Jonas Brothers, and then what's the other band?
Joe Bros.
Katy Perry's fiance commented on the singer's decision to make peace with Taylor Swift. Who is that? Who is her fiance?
Who's fiance?
Katy Perry's fiance commented on the singer's decision to make peace with Taylor Swift. Who is Katy Perry's fiance?
Orlando Bloom.
Billy Ray Cyrus played at the Opry over the weekend and performed Old Town Road. Who is the rapper on the song who recently came out during Pride Month?
I'm really going to blow this.
Three, two, one. No answer there. Okay, Roy saw The Lion King over the weekend and is still dominating the office, box office, by the way. Beyonce voiced Simba's childhood best friend and future love interest in the movie. Who is that character?
Nala.
All right, come on in, Lorette.
What was number one? I didn't know if number one was right or wrong.
Right.
Okay.
You
stumped me. I didn't know one of the answers. Okay, she got three correct.
All
okay.
Right, cool. Question one. Jessica Alba's Twitter got hacked over the weekend. She starred in 2005's Fantastic Four. True or false, she was married to Ben Affleck?
False.
It's 1-1.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are mourning the loss of their dog after a freak accident in New York City last week. Joe Jonas has now been part of two bands, the Jonas Brothers and whom?
DNCE.
That is correct. Rich said Joe Bro, it's 2-1.
She just gave the Jonas Brothers a nickname, yeah. All right, Katy Perry's fiance commented on the singer's decision to make peace with Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Who is her fiance?
Orlando Bloom.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
Billy Ray Cyrus played at the Opry over the weekend and performed Old Town Road. Who is the rapper on the song who recently came out during Pride Month?
Lil Nas X.
Lil, but yes, that is correct. It's 4-2 because she got that one incorrect.
Question 5, Lorette. Roy saw The Lion King over the weekend and is still dominating the box office. Beyonce voiced Simba's childhood best friend and future love interest in the movie. Which character is that?
Nala.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. Lorette, you got 31 wins.
Guys, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. The kids were little.
That's all right. Rachel, get those kids off to school. But before you do, you know what we want to hear.
This is Rachel from Indian Land, and we cannot beat Lorette.
Thanks for playing, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Rachel. We've got a brand new Unfriended Friends of 15 years, suddenly no longer friends on Facebook. Why is this happening? Kelly and Paige will be on the phone and on the radio live to work it out in 7 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Kelly sent us a message, so we feel the need to help her out today. Kelly, you said that your friend Paige has unfriended you on Facebook.
Yeah, she did. I don't know why.
How long have you guys been friends? Let's start there.
We've been friends a long time, going on about 15 years. Like, we went to high school together and through college, and we've been friends ever since. And we've been connected on Facebook for many, many years. And then I realized that, yeah, she had unfriended me, and I don't know why.
Now, are you guys friends? Like, you speak? How often do you speak?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Good question. Like, do you see each other?
From time to time. We're both married with kids, so, you know, things get busy. But we try to connect up, like, at least once a month or so.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
If you hook up once a month, when you guys hung out, did something happen? Was there any weird vibes?
No. I mean, that's why I'm so confused. Like, we didn't have any sort of falling out or anything. Like, all of a sudden, she just was gone from my Facebook.
Are you posting political stuff on your Facebook page?
No, actually, I make an effort not to post any political stuff.
Okay, because we have a checklist, because this isn't the first unfriended we've ever done. Rodan and Fields, do you sell anything? You selling makeup?
Nope.
Okay.
What's the last post you put up?
It was my son's birthday a few days ago, so I put a birthday post up for him. That was the last thing I put up.
How often do you do posts about your kids?
A good bit. Yeah, a good bit.
Okay. But that's what Facebook is about. And if your friend doesn't want to be friends with you because you're posting pictures of your kids.
But it's different to post about your kids and then it looks like your kids took over your Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, there's a line you got to. Okay. We're just going through a list of things that are annoying, Kelly. And we're just seeing if you are. Does it sound like you're that annoying?
All right, so Kelly, Roy says you're not that annoying.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. You gave Nicole Paige's number, and Nicole is talking to Paige, and we are getting the 1 minute finger. So let's do this. Let's do a song, and then when we come back, we'll have Paige on the air, and Paige will tell Kelly why she unfriended her on Facebook after 15 years of friendship.
Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Kelly has been friends with Paige for 15 years. All of a sudden, she found out that they're no longer friends on Facebook.
Since she doesn't post a lot of political stuff.
She doesn't sound too annoying on social media, which is typically the big reason why people unfriend each other. But we also have Paige on the phone.
All right, let's bring up Kelly. And Nicole, we're ready for Paige. She doesn't know why she's coming on the radio. She just knows she's coming on.
Paige, can you hear us?
Yes.
You also have Kelly, your friend, on the phone.
Oh, okay, hey, Kelly. Hey. Okay, I guess I just wanted to know why you unfriended me on Facebook.
Unfriended you? I didn't even know that I did. I need to check. I don't really pay attention to that. Did I?
Wait, hang on. It takes a specific act to unfriend someone. I think you would know if you did.
I think it's a cool move, though, to play like you don't know.
An accident? I guess I did, but it must have been an accident or something. I don't really pay attention to that.
You know, I use this excuse from time to time, too, sometimes with Instagram. like, I will hide people's stories so they don't have to see it. If, you know, something's happening or I'm like, oh, I just can't deal with this right now. And I'll say the cash did it. I was like, oh, my son was messing around with my phone. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
So you're saying that Cash did this to Paige?
Yes, Cash took Paige's phone and unfriended Kelly.
Paige, yeah. What's going on? We just want to be the mediators and help Kelly out. I mean, if she's being annoying, it's in everyone's best interest for you to let her know.
Oh, my goodness. It's not that big a deal. But
Paige, just be honest with me. Like, if there's something that I'm doing to bother you, just tell me what it is, because I don't want to annoy people.
I mean, okay, well, honestly, you post too many cat videos.
Cat videos?
Really? Really? Like, it's a lot.
Kelly,
like,
are you the crazy cat lady?
No, she I don't even have is. Any cats. I just, I can't help it. I think cats are funny. Like, I get a lot of likes and comments on those posts. I don't know. I just, they seem to brighten people's days. So why not?
I mean, it's like cats playing the piano, cats in a box, cats driving cars, cats. It's really
funny. It makes me laugh. I agree. I think cat videos doing human things are funny.
I do too, but maybe there's a line. Like, we don't know how often she's posting these.
Yeah, I was just scrolling through and I couldn't see anybody else's stuff. I just saw cat videos and I just got really annoyed in that moment.
The problem is, next to pictures of my kids, the next biggest thing that gets the biggest traffic is my cat stuff. So, you know, just trying to keep people interested.
I mean, yeah, but you don't have to post so many. Do you really need that many likes and stuff? I mean, that's why really you post cat videos.
I don't need it. I don't need it, but I like to share it with people.
Yeah, I think I was just done at Trump Cat. That was too much for me. That did it.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I could see that. I still think it's funny, but okay, fair enough on that one.
Kelly, maybe you can pull it back times 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll see. Yeah. Okay. I'll pull back a little.
What a catastrophic unfriended we had.
Look what you did.
Thanks, ladies, for coming on. And thank you, Paige, for coming on with us. There they go.
Thank you, Manny, for not having more cat puns.
Hey, oh gosh, we got to talk to you guys. We got a producer Nicole. Let's get some phone calls going on when you had to tell a friend something. Like, it's not easy for Paige to come on here and say to Kelly, yeah, I unfriended you on Facebook because you post too many cat videos. But let's take the social media aspect out of it and let's talk about just life in general. Have you guys ever had to tell a friend, like, hey, I got to tell you something. Like, that haircut just doesn't work on you. Or that hair color, Loren, like, I'm being a friend here, so I'm going to be honest. 704-570-9595. If you ever told a friend, hey, I got to be honest, something here needs to be said.
I told a friend that your girlfriend isn't the right person for you.
What kind of reaction did you get?
Wasn't good.
Not a good one.
Not a great one.
But I think everybody needs that good friend in their life, Loren, that will say to you the things that maybe other people are afraid to say.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to know. Like, did you ever have to have a tough conversation with a friend and tell them something that might not have been a popular comment? 704-570-9595. I got one that turned out to be a bad thing. We actually stopped being friends over.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened?
But I wanted to be honest with her. I'll tell you right after we talk to Robbie real quick. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what happened?
So we, as freshman year of college, and one of our friends walked into our dorm room. She had just gotten a spray tan, and we all noticed it immediately because she was a little orange tint to her, and she was all excited and told us, like, hey, guess what, like, I just got a spray tan. We go, hey, yeah, about that, maybe next time do a couple settings down or just don't get one, because it's pretty obvious. You can tell.
Wow.
And how did she handle it?
She took it like a champ. She was a really good friend, and so we were always pretty honest with each other, just when we had a sit-down moment and be like, hey, like, look, I'm telling you as a friend,
because we're good friends. It would be a disservice if I didn't.
Right. It's so funny. It's good to have the Robbie in your life. The friend that's there to check you. You know, but those are never easy conversations to have. Thanks, Robbie.
See, and that makes me wonder, but do the friends listen?
Well, I had a college friend, Loren, and she met a guy, and I can tell from one summer to the next, from like one semester to the next semester, she completely changed. And I told her, I was like, hey, listen, I know, because she became kind of a gothy chick, because the guy she started dating was gothy, and she would do the dark eyeliner, bleached her, darkened her hair, wore like tall Kiss boots, and it wasn't her. She was like an athlete and kind of, you know, more relaxed, you know, like a, like dressed like Nicole, casual. And so I said to her, I go, listen, you know what, Jen, this really isn't you, and I'm not saying that in a bad way, but I think you're going to find out that this phase
was a phase.
It's going to be a disaster. Yeah. And we worked at the radio station together. We actually did a shift together. Like in the morning, we worked together. She was like my first radio co-host, Jen. And Jen stopped coming in.
Really?
She just stopped coming into work?
Yeah. You know what's sad, too? You guys, she ended up dropping out.
Of radio?
Yeah, of the school.
Oh.
She dropped out of college.
Okay.
And I really blame
because of
that.
You?
Probably, Roy.
Wow.
No, she dropped out because of the emo guy she was dating.
I don't know. If I'm following the facts.
He stopped going to the school too. They were both part of the radio station. They both dropped out that fall, and I was like, I'm just trying to be a good friend.
Yeah, no, I had a friend that he was dating a mom of kids, and so he kind of turned into this dad role, which is fine, by the way, if that's what you wanted. But whenever we'd hang out, he would have to like lie, and because she would get mad if he was out drinking with his friends.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, dude, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, you shouldn't have to lie about that. Like, she's kind of controlling you in every aspect of your life. Like, you gotta, you know, stand up and tell them tell her how you feel.
And you said something.
Well, we're no longer.
But why is it good that Roy said something, but it's not good that I said something?
I don't know. It just fits your character.
It's a different scenario. I don't know.
Well, we're no longer friends, so.
Well, I don't.
He doesn't talk to me anymore,
and I don't even know what happened to Jen. She's not even on. Like, I've searched for her. I know her last name. Social media? Nope. Nothing.
She's probably a really successful, like, billionaire
CEO of a company.
And, like, does interviews and is like, there's this one guy I really want to thank because, like, that never says my name. He really got me back on track.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello, this is Nate.
Nathan?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Brown, you a Senseless Brew. I'm wrapping up your paperwork, and we have a few questions we need to ask you, and I thought instead of coming to your house, we could just knock it out over the phone.
Okay.
Okay. So, Apple has air, Amazon has fire, Google has earth. Is it possible that Microsoft should be creating something called water?
Or wind, absolutely.
Or wind. And true or false, your stomach thinks all potatoes are mashed?
Oh, that's true.
And did you know that unknowingly someone on the earth has the biggest poo in the world for that day?
Gross.
Oh, unknowingly, absolutely.
Yeah. You think it was ever you?
I doubt it was me. I think somebody definitely had a larger pie than me.
Let's talk about the nudists. Do you think that they called their private parts public parts?
Yeah.
Yeah. And has anyone in the history of calm down has calmed down after being asked to calm down?
Oh, my God. After giving it some thought, yes.
Why do you think, by the way, these questions are super serious. Why do you think all this is funny?
This can't be real.
And we lose him after that?
Yeah, I mean, he goes on. I end up having to, because he won't hang up, end up having to tell him who
we were.
Yeah. Who we were and who's his friend that, you know, elected him.
But yeah.
He wouldn't hang up.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So before we get to Wendy Williams' biopic, Did you guys see that Snooki took some heat after she posted a picture bottle feeding her daughter and then also giving herself a glass of wine as well? And, you know, it was breast milk. So people got all over her saying, you know, it takes 2 to 3 hours per drink that is consumed for it to show up in your body. And Snooki clapped back and said, listen, I allow myself a few glasses of wine once a week to stay sane with 3 kids. And I do what's necessary to clean my milk for my baby. Mind your business.
Right.
Wendy Williams, she does have a biopic that she is producing herself coming out for Lifetime, and it will air sometime next year, but casting is starting very soon, and the paparazzi caught up with her and asked who she would like to play her in that upcoming biopic.
Somebody unknown, because I don't want the distraction from the story. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I would prefer somebody unknown. We start auditions really soon.
I thought maybe Black China would be somebody interesting. Would you ever consider that?
Black China and I don't look alike.
Shouldn't we wait like a little bit longer for her to become more successful?
I don't know if I'm going to watch it. That's what I'm saying.
The Wendy Williams biopic?
Yeah, I don't know.
If I had a free afternoon and nothing to do, which I rarely ever have, I might sit down and watch it.
Jeez, Wendy, thanks you. Yeah. You know, if I had Lifetime and I couldn't find the remote and it came on.
It was just sitting there.
And I was taped to the couch.
Yeah,
I might watch.
Yeah, maybe then.
Oh, thanks.
All right, did you guys see this? Do you know who Armie Hammer is?
Yes, I have this article saved to talk about later.
No,
this
I
is
don't.
So strange. He's an actor.
He's the Winklevoss brother, one of the twins in Social Network.
Yeah, and he's pretty hot. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
But his wife posted a video of their son sucking on his toes. Yeah, let that sink in for a second.
I know. But that's not the gross. Listen, parents will know this, Roy. And we're going to discuss after 9 that there's. Never mind. I'll wait.
Okay. But anyway, they posted the video because it's an ongoing joke. And of course, people are like, ew, what is this? but they say that their son's just going through a phase and he likes to tickle people's feet and, you know, do little silly things. So that's trending right now.
Yes, yes. And parents know that your kids do disgusting things sometimes.
Yes.
All right, what's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
So I used to get muscle spasms really, really bad, and I still get them kind of on my back. I used to see like a chiropractor 3 times a week for muscle stim therapy, and now there's one that hooks onto your phone, and you can do it through an app. It's called PowerDot, and I've got all the information for you up at kiss95.1.com. Everything connects through your phone. There's like 10 different stims that you can use on your muscles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Lauren. You guys ever smell the smell of burning hair?
Yep.
Yes.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I burnt hair off my arm yesterday in a disaster, and I'll tell you what happened and why I've lost my arm hair and some hair on my hand coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Mania Roy, the Ram Morning Show.
So last night was hamburger night at the Mania House.
Whoa, and you have themed nights?
Well, I mean, you know, we talk about it in the morning. And I said, you know what I'm feeling tonight? I'm feeling hamburgers.
Mm, okay.
So I'm going to grill them up. So I prepare them, Roy. I put a little seasoning on the hamburgers.
Yeah.
Make sure not to put any seasoning on Dean's because my 6-year-old son won't eat it with seasoning.
Yep.
I go out to the grill and I go to start my gas grill and it doesn't start. Like the starter's messed up. So you don't get the click, click, click. Pff. It's just nothing's happening. Okay. But the gas is on.
Okay.
So I leave the gas on and I try and click a couple more times. Then I take like my spatula, you know, the metal spatula that I'm going to use to flip the burgers, and I start hammering the igniter with it.
Because that'll work. That'll make it work.
Because that's what us cavemen do.
Uh-huh.
No go. Nothing happens. So I was like, all right, the other option is to grill inside, you know, on like a skillet or something. And I don't want to do that because there's something about being outside in the summer and grilling your burgers on the grill. So I'm like, all right, I'll go and I'll get a lighter and I'll manually light the grill. So I get the lighter. I come out. I turn the gas off. But apparently I didn't turn it off long enough because I used the Bic lighter, you know, the big one.
Yeah.
I lit the flame and barely put it to the grill, and an enormous heat/flame came flying up. It was like, and I looked around to see if anybody saw me, because it was like,
You're lucky you have eyebrows after that.
Loren, I thought I was cooked. I mean, I legitimately thought I was cooked. So then I start smelling the smell, the unmistakably scent of burning hair.
Yeah.
And I look down at my arm, and my arm from my tip of my fingers on my right arm all the way up is burnt. And now you can't really see it, but it was all charred. But, like, you see how...
Oh, I can, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Dude.
You got burnt.
Lucky.
I'm laughing because it was the stupidest thing I could have done, but I'm lucky. You're right.
Yeah.
So I wanted to play cool, too, because Amanda's like, do I need to grill them inside? Because I told her that the starter didn't work. I was like, nope, I got it. No, we're good. Meanwhile, I go to the bathroom and check the mirror and make sure that I still have my eyebrows and my hair safe.
Yeah.
But it was scary, man.
Yeah, whenever I grill, I like to do stupid things kind of like that on purpose. Like, I like to coat my steak in oil so that when I put it on, a massive flame shoots up.
Really?
And it gets like a little more charred. It gets a little crunch in there.
Yeah.
But it's so fun to say, woof.
That's hilarious. Hey, did your dad grill, like, growing up, was he like the grill guy?
Not all the time. It wasn't like a big grill thing.
Dallas is like the grill guy in our house.
Well, we know he's cooked for us.
I know.
It's delicious. My dad growing up never manned the grill. In fact, my mom did the grilling.
Really?
Yeah, my dad just did not want to do the cooking. He said, the problem is if you do the grill, then you're the grill man and you're always on grill duty. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'd rather sit here and just be social.
Yeah.
We're like, great for us. So my dad never taught me how to grill, but I did make a mental note. Turn the gas off longer than 30 seconds if you're going to use the lighter to turn it on.
Okay. Good job.
Yes, that's the least you could do.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Calling all parents. Parents, parents, parents. Did you hear? Loren talked about it in The Dirty. Armie Hammer, the actor. He played one of the Winklevoss twins in the movie The Social Network. Well, he posted a video on Insta of his son doing something disgusting. And we got to discuss this because, Roy, what you're going to realize is parents just sometimes have to do gross things with their kids to get by in life.
Okay.
All right. We'll discuss this. We want to hear from parents right now. 704-570-9595. If you're a parent and you let your kids do something, I don't know, maybe a little grosser than normal in the house, like maybe you feed them, you chew the food, then you put it down and let them eat it.
Listen, we all have to do what we have to do to get by.
That's what I'm saying. 704-570-9595. Give us a shout right now.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Parents, if you admit to doing something gross with the kids, because that's what parenting calls for, give us a call, 704-570-9595. Loren, what brings this up?
You know, the actor Armie Hammer, he's got a toddler, and him and his wife posted a video on social media that was their 2-year-old son sucking on Armie's toes. And it went on like a solid 7 minutes in the clip, but they were having a good time with it and like hashtagged foot fetish on fleek. And, you know, mom was like saying things like, this is not normal. Like, they were having a good time with it too.
Here's a little audio from the Insta with Armie Hammer with his 2-year-old son sucking his toe.
This is not normal.
Okay. All right. No.
But you, like, and then Armie's going to say no more, but you hear how much fun the kids are having, Roy. And yet he's getting shamed all over social media. And it's like, as parents, we try to buy 10 minutes. If we can buy 10 minutes of entertaining, we're good.
What's the shaming? How it's just gross, you're passing germs to your kid?
And feet are disgusting.
Yeah, and they're, I mean, saying that it would turn into a foot fetish. Yeah,
really?
These things as an adult. Oh. And, you know.
Toe sucking would have some sexual implications or something. Wow, you know, that's where these people go. But we want to hear from the parents, 704-570-9595. Parents, join the convo and tell us, what is it that you admit that you've done that is gross, but you had to do it because you were a parent?
Okay, this is Sarah in Charlotte.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
So you understand as a parent, what'd you do?
Oh, Lord, I think I've done it all. But quick one is when my kids want to chew gum, I like the mint ones, like the Mentos. You know, they're hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they want to try it, they try to squeeze it, and they say it's too hard. They're like, Mommy, you do it first. So I'm chewing it first, and then, you know, they want me to get all the strong mint out of it, and then they get the rest.
And you hand it over.
And then I hand it over. And then I do the same thing with the Bubblicious. Problem is, I don't like fruity gum. So I'm over here chewing, like, this fruity, super sweet fruity gum, and I'm chewing it down to where it's soft, where they can chew it. And I have three kids, so I have to do it three times.
Oh, man.
The struggle is real, Sarah. You know what I had to do the other day? I bought grapes, and they weren't seedless. And Dean wanted the seedless grapes, and Ruby can't have seeds. She's only one. So I went through and bit like 10 grapes, Roy, and just took the seeds out and broke them in half and put them on the plate, and Dean and Ruby ate them.
That's the issue with the seed, with the watermelon with the seeds in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah. Here's a couple more, Loren. Some text messages coming through. As a parent, you know that you've scooped your kid's turd out of the tub.
Oh, yeah. Truly. That's happened.
So I got an issue. These new toilet bowls they make them eco-friendly.
Okay.
So they don't fill up with as much water.
Okay.
So you don't flush as much, right? Well, Dean's little butt doesn't fit back far enough onto the bowl. Oh. So when he poops, he poops on the porcelain. And even though it's not in the water, Roy, so even though I flush, it's not strong enough to knock this down. So I've made a contraption. I should bring it in. I've taken an old plunger and took the plunger off and made like kind of a Ouija, a squeegee.
Like a really?
Yeah, like a little squeegee.
You scrape the poo.
If Dean goes to the bathroom downstairs, that toilet is not good enough. And parents, you know this too. Somebody out there is smiling going, those damn eco-friendly toilets. There's not enough power and he's not big enough to poop back into the water. So I have to knock it down.
Wow.
I used to take like anything in the garbage can, like the toilet paper roll, whatever it was.
We got another text message from 803 that says, picking your kid's nose while telling them to blow it. Because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You got to get in there sometimes.
And then this is a good one, too. Speaking of toilet bowls, sticking your hand in the toilet to fish out any toy or any other object that your kid put into the toilet bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Bitten off pieces of food because you don't have a knife. Yep, that's what we've done. And one of the grossest things parents have to do, Roy, and I know this is good contraception for you.
Mm-hmm. This is great. I can't wait.
Loren, if you're not sure that your kid's pooped, not only do you have to smell it, but you also got to...
Yeah, you either stick your finger down there or you look awful. Down there.
You got to take a peek.
I don't want any kids. I really don't. I'm good. I'm good at being an uncle.
This is great birth control.
So Army Hammer, you're not alone, dude. All the parents feel your pain of trying to entertain your kids for just a few minutes and doing the gross things that you have to do.
Sterling sent me, he showed me some of his benefits with his work about... like adoption or IVF
or any
of the things. And I was like, is there something you need to tell me? Because this is not in my forecast anytime for you soon.
Well, you guys have discussed it.
I know. I was like, I don't even want to think about the benefits, like company benefits.
Well, today you can go home and talk to Sterling about what you learned on the radio.
It involves poop.
Hashtag the more you know. And speaking of kids, Roy, did you see over the weekend the internet went crazy? Social media went nuts. Over the mom who posted that childless couples should be banned from going here. So if you want to go here, Roy, maybe you should think about getting a baby.
Okay.
All right. We're going to talk about it coming up after 9. A mom freaked out on the internet and said childless couples shouldn't go here, especially if you're over 20.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
A woman went on a tirade about Disney, and she says a lot of stuff that I disagree with. Now, New York Post reported it, but basically, the mom wants childless couples banned from Disney.
What?
And I disagree.
Do you know how, like... I mean, adults love Disney. Now, I'm not necessarily one of them. I could take or leave Disney. It's not one of my favorite things in the world, but it's not like I don't despise it. But there are some people, adults, that do not have kids that love Disney.
If you're one of those people who have been to Disney without kids... give us a call, 704-570-9595. Producer Nicole, see if we could find even just one person who would admit that they went to Disney without kids just to enjoy it.
She went online to say, it makes me mad to no end when I see childless couples without kids at Disney. Disney is a family amusement park, yet these immature millennials throw away their money on useless crap.
What?
The woman then blamed child-free couples for the park's overcrowding and then weirdly blamed them for her son crying over not being able to get a Mickey pretzel because of a big line. After seeing the woman, she said, I wanted to take that pretzel from her and be like, thanks, you made my son cry. By the way, I'm bleeping out a lot of cuss words.
She's just angry.
Wow.
Just for the record.
Maybe Disney's not the happiest place on earth for her.
Yeah, but like that person who didn't have a child waited in that big line. Like, I'm sorry that your kid can't wait in big lines.
They paid for their pretzel just like everybody else did. And you know what? There's even a Disney park that's dedicated to that caters to more adults, and it's Epcot. Like, even Disney wants the adults there.
You can drink now.
Yeah.
Not only does the woman think that people without children need to be banned from the park, she says that mothers with children should be allowed to skip all the lines.
This woman's the best.
Oh, she's so mad.
Now, we did talk about it last week because The Lion King's back in the movie theaters, and I think it's weird to go to a kid's movie without a kid. Like, Now, The Lion King's different because, Roy, you and Sterling went, but you grew up with the original.
Yeah, when we were little kids is when it came out.
Yeah.
Like, a Big Hero comes out. It's weird if, like, Roy goes and sits in the movie theater.
Like, if you're going to see Toy Story 4 without a kid, I don't know. I think it's a little weird. I do. I don't. And it's only weird to me because I wouldn't do it.
But Moana was phenomenal. Saw that one in the theaters. Remember, I was the first in line for Beauty and the Beast. We showed up to the movie theater at 9:30 in the morning to make sure that we were the first ones in. And there was a line of like 11-year-olds behind us. And they're all, like, all the parents are probably like, so where's your kids?
Yeah, like this woman.
Nope, just us wanting to get in.
By the way, I don't hate her idea of letting parents with children cut the line.
Oh, but then they'll just start another line because there's so many people with children.
Yeah, but at least it would divide the lines. Like, I don't hate that idea.
You can get Fast Pass, though.
Yeah, if you want to pay, give your firstborn up.
Well,
it's worth it.
Let's talk with Crystal in Waxhaw.
Good morning, hey, Crystal. There. Hi. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I just was going to say that I don't have children, and I went to Disney. Actually, I met a friend, or made a friend from Australia, and she was going to be traveling through the U.S., and she had always wanted to go to Disney and NASA. So I just went down and met her in Florida, and we hung out and had a great time.
Crystal, what was the draw for you with no kids? Like, in other words, people are saying, you know, it's supposed to be for the kids. That's what Disney's about. What's the draw for you?
Well, and this was way before they had the Lion King sanctuary type area in there. I think this was actually around 2006 or so that I went. But I just, the main thing was my friend wanted to go, but I wanted to go to Epcot and go to all the little villages, the international villages around there. And it was awesome. We had a great time.
Totally agree with you, Crystal. Thank you. Roy, to go around Epcot, you could do beers around the world, and you get a shirt.
And they do the Wyand Food Festival there.
Yeah, and you can get a shirt that says, I drank at every country.
That's awesome.
So that's adult-leaning.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Lauren and Charlotte. What do you think, Lauren?
Well, I went to California to visit my cousin. She actually works for Facebook. And I went out there, and she was like, hey, you know, let's go to Disney. And because I had never been before. And I was like, oh, my God, that sounds amazing. And I went, and I had, like, the best time.
Yeah. No kids. No worries.
No kids. Just me and my cousin, and it was awesome.
Well, you know, if you don't want people without kids going to Disney's, then you need to get rid of some of the bigger rides.
Yeah.
Do they have, like, roller coasters?
Yeah, but they make it so that there's something for everyone. Like, Disney wants the adults there, too.
Oh, no kidding. Absolutely. Thanks,
Lauren.
They
spend the money.
What about when you get married and you go on a honeymoon to Disney?
Janine.
Good morning.
You honeymooned at Disney?
We did. It was 2 weeks of wonderful fun.
Without children. You didn't have kids yet.
Yep, it was about 20 years ago.
So did you have a tea party with a princess? Or like, what's all the activities?
She said 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we had breakfast with Mickey and Minnie. Yeah, we did some of the fun, you know, lunches and dinners. Yeah, we did it all.
wait a minute, you are at Disney for 2 weeks?
That's what I'm like, what can you do for two
yeah,
weeks?
We
everything.
Said, yeah, well, we stayed, you know, we stayed at the Grand Floridian, and then we switched over to one of the other hotels. We kind of, we skipped out a little and did SeaWorld, but we did, it was a great 2 weeks, honestly.
Oh.
Most magical place on Earth.
It really is, Janine. And did they have, like, a specific honeymoon package?
Nope. We kind of just did, we did it through a travel agent.
Okay.
So, you know, and we kind of did what we wanted to in the day, in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
I love that.
There's Disney cruises, too. Like, I mean, Disney's not just at Disney.
My parents are going to Disney this fall.
With
themselves.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Then.
Well, why wouldn't you said that first?
I don't know. I just thought of that. I just remember
they have grandkids. Yankee, they're not taking them?
No, because they're going at a different time. My dad's got to be down in Orlando for a meeting, and then my mom's going to fly down, and they're just going to go to Disney for the weekend.
There you go.
Cool.
Yeah, they're going to like spend a time. They found a hotel that has like massages and
spa. So tell this lady who's barking about it to fly a kite.
I know.
How about
you
somebody-
know what it sounds like? She has a snotty kid. That's what it sounds like. And it ruined her time at Disney.
Somebody with a 704 area code sent us a message. It brings up a really good point. Hey, because I can't have kids, that means I can never visit the most magical place on Earth.
Amen.
That is how you stamp it.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Yeah.
Yes, 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.